Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. I'm Jason Mackey, in for the guys. Austin City Limits Bechtold producing. By the end of the show, I will settle on something to call Austin. I should just go with City Limits.
Your pick, Jason. You take the call.
All right, we'll just stick with Limits. That's fine. We're going to get into some Pirates talk in a little bit. Kevin Gorman from the Tribune Review will be along at noon. Austin and I were just kicking around some ideas, which I'm excited to talk about this because I think it's an interesting storyline with the Pirates. Want to go a little bit bigger picture off of last night's game to Henry Davis homering, O'Neill Cruz homering, some guys they certainly need to produce. I liken the Pirates a lot to dials, you know, where you can turn a dial, and those two are pretty big ones, quite literally. Henry Davis comes up here and really finds it, becomes the 1-1 pick the Pirates thought they were getting, which theoretically should happen at any minute, can be very big. O'Neill Cruz has been kind of quiet, been a lot quiet. The center field has not been good, but that bat obviously plays. And you tend to see when the weather warms up, O'Neill Cruz comes alive. He did that last night in a key moment. We'll talk a little bit more about that as well as where this could go, I guess, if it goes the other way. But I wanted to finish off some Steelers topics and get into this TJ Watt, not the Instagram post, because I'm still kind of baffled by that. The fact that it's just out there and we really haven't heard any more. I understand the strategy. You sort of put it out there, get talked about, oh, what's going on with TJ Watt and his contract, and we have to freak out and have a whole discussion point about it. But generally, at some point, you clarify what that was about, whether some news or something's leaked or whatever. It's just kind of a pretty big matzo ball hanging out there. We're all guessing what TJ Watt might have said, but I was originally, and I probably still am, against the idea of paying TJ Watt $40+ million a year. I don't see, not the value, I don't see the strategy, I'll put it that way. I don't see the logic. What I see is the Steelers doing the same old thing they've been doing, and it hasn't been working, so I don't know why I'm going to cling to it. That's also a useless thought, because I think they're going to pay him. I think everybody around the team expects them to pay him. But I read something the other day that made me think about it differently. And credit to Chris Halleck from DK Pittsburgh Sports who wrote this. And it was a really smart look at what TJ Watt makes compared to NFL inflation, the percentage of cap that he's basically taking up right now. You know, and it's not much. It's not that different. And the points that Chris made, basically, with the cap being $279.2 million right now, if TJ Watt would come out with a 42.8 average annual value, that's 15.3% of the Steelers' salary cap. Okay, I mean, that's a lot. That's actually less than the final year of Myles Garrett's deal. You're also going to manipulate that. TJ Watt last year was at about 12% of the Steelers' cap. It'll be closer to 11% this year. You can move things around. Point number one, contracts aren't guaranteed. Point number two, Omar Khan's really good at the salary cap thing. So just because it says 42.8 average annual value doesn't mean it's 42.8 every single year. So maybe you slice and dice that. You can move it around. But bottom line, percentage-wise, because of how the cap has changed so drastically, it's really not that big. To me, that was a massive number. You know, I see over $40 million. I think it's insane. At the same time, a little bit of perspective. In 2021, the league's salary cap was $182.5 million. In 4 years, it's grown a lot. So, yeah, that money's going to go up with it. Watt's going to make more money. But the highest his cap hit has been about $30 million. It goes up 10, something like that. Again, I still think I fundamentally disagree with lumping that much money into one defensive player. Because it's also true, I did a bit a few nights ago, that if you look at defensive players who make a lot of money, there are a lot more that are playing on bad teams because of how that money is appropriated. And if I look at what could be gained by trading Watt, again, these are useless thoughts because they're not going to do it. I would rather have that than take the gamble that paying $40-plus million a year is going to work out. I'm worried there's just far too much mediocrity in there. There's far too much of what the Steelers have done and not enough of changing their habits. The rest of the NFL changes to more of an offensive league, and they're still spending on the defense. We're still looking at Minkah Fitzpatrick with a bloated cap hit, playing 35 yards from the line of scrimmage. Why are we doing this? Think differently. It's actually one reason why I love Limit's suggestion of taking a wide receiver in the first round. Again, if I'm left to my own devices and I'm going to make this decision on my own, I'm still going defensive tackle. But I think it's a highly intelligent and smart way of thinking. You're going to beef up your wide receiver and say, here, I dare you to cover Emeka Ebuka, George Pickens, and DK Metcalf. Go ahead. And here's our aging quarterback. You might think he's aging, but you know what Aaron Rodgers can do? Deliver the ball to the right guy. Probably deliver the ball quickly to the right guy, smartly to the right guy, and let them go make plays. It's a smart way to run your team. I don't know if they're going to be able to stop the run. Baltimore might run for 200-plus late in the season. We'll see. Maybe it's okay. Maybe you get a defensive tackle late. Maybe somebody really surprises you. I don't know. I just want anything that is thinking differently and throwing another, you know, that much money, $40 million. I still don't like it. But it did, again, make me think differently about it if you look at it in terms of percentages and how much it really is or could be in terms of, you know, what's a signing bonus, what's kicked ahead, what the actual dollar amount is percentage-wise compared to the cap.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Second point with the Steelers and the draft stuff, and this is in no way related to TJ Watt. It's more back to the quarterback stuff that we were talking earlier in the hour, is running back. In which route they go and what the Steelers have been telling us about their plans, about how they view running backs, how important they view running backs. Their pre-draft list of visitors is something. And I mean that in a good way. I like that they've kicked the tires on a lot of running backs. I think there's a lot of intriguing guys out there. They also have an opportunity here to do something. I think there's an opportunity for a guy to come in here and play right away. We've talked a lot about Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell. And I don't think we're going to see the Steelers take, I don't know, Omarion Hampton, Ashton Jeanty, something like that. Like, I don't think they're going to go first round with it. They could go third round. They could go fourth round. And I think you could see them draft somebody who's a really good complement to what they already have. Like, you bring in an Ollie Gordon II from Oklahoma State, big, powerful back. I'm all in on that. I like that skill set mixed with Gainwell, Jaylen Warren, not putting too much tread on anybody's tires. Bishal Tootin. Limits, how do you say that name? I keep killing it.
Yeah, I think it's Bishal Tootin.
Bishal.
Tootin, I know, is the last name.
Well, the Tootin's the easy part. I keep wanting to say Bishal.
No.
Bishal. Bishal? Bishal.
I think it's Bishal. I'll make sure.
I almost had it. Bishal. Bishal Tootin. It's one of those things I kept meaning to. I'm going to look this up. I'm going to get a pronunciation. And then I went to say it. And darn it if I didn't do that. But either way, the kid from Virginia Tech, super fast. Believe he had the fastest 40 time at the combine, can fly. Put him in an all speed backfield, third down capability, something like that. I go back and forth on a guy like Travion Henderson. Can do a lot of things. Probably the most complete back who's out there. Henderson, of course, from Ohio State. I just don't know how quickly, how much, I mean, if that's the option, if you can get Henderson in a later round, I mean, sign me up. I just don't think they're going to. I don't think he lasts that long, and I don't think I would use a first-round pick on him. I think it's probably an overdraft at 21. Probably the same thing with Hampton. If you had a second-round pick, those might be guys worth looking at. One scouting service I was looking at had Tootin going as a seventh-rounder. Sign me up for that, too. Absolutely on board there. There's a lot of... But my point in this segment or this little dissertation was that I think that the draft is much more interesting when it comes to running backs. I think it's maybe an underplayed storyline, something that's not talked about here, where that's an important piece of the puzzle for the Steelers. It's a marquee position. It's somebody they're screaming that they're going to take. They're going to do something there. Let's listen to them. 50-minute mark on the Fans, brought to you by South Oaks Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Route 19 in Peters Township. Also want to tell you 93.7 The Fan and the Pirates want to visit teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@93.7thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And 93.7 The Fan may make a stop at your field. Details at 93.7thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. So a lot going on with the Pirates. We'll shelve the draft talk for a little bit. 12 o'clock hour, going to get into a lot of Pirates topics with Kevin Gorman. What did Henry Davis' performance mean for him last night? The future, Andy Rodriguez on the shelf, Joey Bart, same deal. Henry Davis has a pretty good opportunity here in the immediate future. O'Neill Cruz, suddenly a leadoff hitter, was a home run hitter last night. What does that mean for the Pirates? Also talk a little pitching, where Kevin sees them going with Carmen Majinski, and also the kitchen has been hot a few times recently. Maybe you've noticed. We're going to talk about all that, Austin and I, as well as with Kevin Gorman. from TribLive.com. Don't go anywhere. It's Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for both of them.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.